At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Federal charges have been filed in an investigation into the financial losses at Dallas County Schools. NBC DFW reports that a criminal complaint filed yesterday shows that prosecutors allege the bus agency paid millions of dollars in bribes to help in securing government contracts. Slater Swartwood Sr., a New Orleans businessman, agreed to plead guilty to money laundering conspiracy charges in connection to the alleged scheme. Prosecutors say businesses controlled by Swartwood Sr. were used to launder bribe money and kickback payments. Voters last month chose to dissolve DCS because of financial mismanagement. The agency will continue providing bus service through the end of the school year. The University of Southern California football team, here for tomorrow's Cotton Bowl, went to visit patients of Texas Scottish Rite Hospital in Dallas yesterday. The Trojans passed out mini footballs and rally towels with the school logo, along with headphones for the children to enjoy. Team coach Clay Helton says the visit is something that makes the Cotton Bowl special.
I always tell the guys the greatest gift that you can give somebody is your time. And to see the time that is so well spent here, right here in this hospital, to see the time to take care of children and to take care of their families is inspiring to all of us as a football team.
USC's opponent, the Ohio State Buckeyes, went to see kids and parents at the Children's Medical Center in Dallas. The two schools face off tomorrow night in the 82nd Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Directors Wes Anderson, Robert Rodriguez, Richard Linklater, and David Lowery all hail from Texas, and each has a new movie out in 2018. This week, our big screen team previews a very Texas-centric year in the movies.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Vogger, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And Chris, as we were looking at the coming year landscape of films, we noticed that most of the big Texas directors have something coming out this year. And I thought maybe we would take a look at those as a sort of a preview of 2018.
Yeah, some big names on this list.
First up is Wes Anderson with his film Isle of Dogs, which is out March 23rd. And it's just what it sounds like. In Japan, in the future, dogs have become exiled. So they're all sent to this island, and a 12-year-old boy makes a hasty visit to the island to try and rescue his own personal pooch.
Will you help him? The little pilot.
Why should I?
Because he's a 12-year-old boy. Dogs love those.
We'll find him. Wherever he is, if he's alive, we'll find your dog.
Steven, this just looks and sounds so Wes Anderson.
We should add that it's stop motion, so yes. It's in the vein of his Fantastic Mr. Fox.
But somehow it even seems a little more Wes Anderson than Fantastic Mr. Fox. It looks like a lot of fun, but it's got very much that wry boy genius kind of sense of humor.
Up next is Richard Linklater with Where'd You Go, Bernadette? This is out May 11th. It stars Cate Blanchett as a woman who's set to take a trip with her family to Antarctica, and she disappears just before the trip is about to take place. It's based on a novel by Maria Semple and also stars Kristen Wiig, Judy Greer, Billy Crudup, and Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I think a lot of stars really want to work with him now. He also seems to be adapting more properties to the screen instead of writing his own films. He's done that some in the past with, for instance, Scanner Darkly and Fast Food Nation, and this last film, Last Like Flying, and it continues here. So he's perhaps getting a little more literary in his approach.
Out on July 20th is a new film by Robert Rodriguez. It's called Alita Battle Angel, and it's based on the comic book series by Yukito Kashiro. And it takes place in a dystopian future, very Robert Rodriguez already. And the title character, Alita, is a cyborg who's found in a trash heap by a doctor who's played by Christoph Waltz. He takes care of her, and she goes on a mission to discover her true identity. This looks very Sin City, looks very much in the vein of Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's Rodriguez being Rodriguez, but also with a pretty good cast. I mean, Jennifer Connelly is always great, Christoph Waltz. And you have Mahershala Ali coming off his big Oscar win for Moonlight. I wish I was a little more of a Robert Rodriguez fan. He hasn't really done much since his very first film, El Mariachi, that gets my blood racing.
And rounding out our Texas preview is Old Man and the Gun by North Texas native David Lowery. This doesn't have a release date yet, but it's probably going to be late 2018. This is supposedly Robert Redford's last movie. He plays the old man in the title, a bank robber who's escaped from prison and is looking for one last heist.
And we actually talked to David Lowery about the significance of shooting what may be Robert Redford's last movie. We talked to him earlier this year when he was in the studio.
There's one scene where Redford gets on a horse, and afterwards, after he got off the horse, he was like, I was like, you know, I think we just shot the last time you're ever going to be on a horse in a movie. And he looked at me and was like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And it's true. None of us ever thought about it that way while we were doing it for the most part. But every now and then, the fact that he said he's going to retire after this one would come to the surface, and we'd feel like we needed to double our efforts.
And Chris, we should note that Augustine Frizzell, David's wife, has a movie of her own coming out. It's a film called Never Going Back that's going to debut at the Sundance Film Festival in January. And that film has landed her on Variety's list of 10 directors to watch in 2018. And she's certainly somebody that we will be watching in 2018.
I'm really looking forward to this one. It's about a couple of Garland teens who get up to no good. It is shot in this area. It's shot in Dallas and Fort Worth, and I believe in Garland. And it sounds like a real homegrown product to get behind.
Well, Chris, with all of these Texas movies coming out, it looks like we might as well do the big screen for another year this year.
Coming soon to a radio near you.
That was our big screen team, Chris Fogner and Stephen Becker. Coming up today on the BBC NewsHour, does President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital signal the end of the two-state solution? The BBC will talk to one of Israel's most high-profile right-wing politicians. Also, India's laughing clubs and the year's best photos. It's all coming up at 9 o'clock on the BBC NewsHour. For the day, mostly cloudy skies, should be a high near 41 by sometime this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slightly warmer high near 51. And tomorrow night, oh, much of the same, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. It's currently 37 degrees in Dallas, 36 in Fort Worth, 34 in Tyler, and 30 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.